Last week, the state's Cyber Command Director provided testimony to our Government Modernization Committee. And in that testimony, he highlighted the ongoing work to secure both state IT systems and their concern regarding a rise in newly developed ransomware attacks. Specifically, he indicated that while the state's unified technology agencies, those who have pulled their resources to work together, have a policy in place by which they do not pay ransomware, there are still a few outliers who haven't joined the other agencies to work together, and that those agencies may not have that policy in place, and they are concerned that in at least one instance, one of those agencies may have paid ransomware to lift a lock on their computers.
Cyber attacks on state agencies, is this becoming more prevalent in the last couple of years? Where do we stand on that?
We know that our Cyber Command Center has tracked thousands of occurrences of all types of attacks, from malware to unauthorized access to just the basic port scans that are presumably seeking to find vulnerabilities and then subsequently exploit them. And so in the last few years, Oklahoma lawmakers and the governor have acted very responsibly and aggressively in requiring that agencies come together under the protection of Cyber Command, and they start to incorporate best practices and real-time monitoring and doing all of those best practices to both deter and protect and monitor state IT systems. And we're seeing the results of that investment coming about just at the right time, both when these attacks have become more numerous and when the public has become aware of the great liability that lies in the compromise of government IT assets.
I'm kind of surprised that not all state agencies are a part of the unified system. There are still some agencies out there that are independent from the Office of Computer Technology.
A few years previous, the legislature passed legislation requiring all appropriated state agencies to work together and to come together in the unified environment. State IT officials indicate that they will meet that mandate by the end of this fiscal year, and that's our intent to see that process through. And at that time, the appropriated agencies are expected to all be on the same page and all protected by the state centralized cyber command.
How well is the centralized cyber command working? This is really the first time this has kind of come up in the news, though. How long has that command been in place, and how well is that working?
My recollection is that the organized entity of the SOC, Security Operations Center, was created about 2012, 2013, so it is relatively new. But they've been one of the absolute success stories in state government over the past few years. It's been one of the most successful implementations of a large-scale IT project, and it's been quite transformative as opposed to the way it used to be before they put their mission together and implemented it.